भगवद गीता 13.13 ज्ञेयं यत् तत् प्रवक्ष्यामि ज्ञात्वा अमृतमश्नुते अनादिमत् परं ब्रह्म न सत्तन्नासदुच्यते। 13.13 फ्रॉम दिस वर्स ऑनवर्ड्स 13 ऑनवर्ड्स कृष्णा स्पीक्स अबाउट द ज्ञेयं। अर्जुन हैड आस्क्ड क्वेश्चंस अबाउट अर्जुन अबाउट क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ पुरुष प्रकृति एंड ज्ञान ज्ञेय। सो अर्जुन कृष्ण हैज आंसर्ड अबाउट क्षेत्र क्षेत्रज्ञ एंड देन ही हैज आंसर्ड अबाउट ज्ञान फ्रॉम 10 to 8 to 12 एंड नाउ ही इज गोइंग टू आंसर अबाउट ज्ञेय। सो ज्ञान इज नॉलेज और द प्रोसेस ऑफ नोइंग वी कुड ऑल्सो से एंड ज्ञेय is the knowable, the object which is to be known. Now there are infinite objects around us about which we can study. If we just probe into an atom or even into a fundamental particle within an atom, there can be hundreds of subjects or hundreds of books, thousands of papers, hundreds of researches going on some fundamental particle also. And there are often earnest researchers who are doing all these researches. So the point is that there is so much to know in this world. And the scientific way of knowing, instead of taking us towards the end of knowledge, it just reveals to us the endlessness of knowledge. And endlessness of knowledge means that when initially we may have thought that the end of knowledge has come with the discovery of the atom, which Dalton thought was the fundamental irreducible particle, but then the atom was shown to contain many particles, and then those particles also contained some further particles. So and the end of knowledge shows us the endlessness of knowledge. Thus, we have to, when we are trying to seek knowledge, we have to seek that knowledge which is most relevant, most important, most urgent for us. If we are in a jail, then we need to check, and then we could do a study of the floor design of the jail, the wall patterns of the jail, but all this would be like idle study. A person who is in the jail, actually not a person who is a researcher who is gone into the jail to study the jail, a person who is actually inside the jail may also do the study of this, but the purpose will be, how can I break out of the jail? How can I come out of the jail? So for the researcher, it's a study, but for the prisoner, for the researcher it's just another subject of study, but for the prisoner it's the only important subject to study, because say the prisoner has been unfairly put in jail and there is no hope of the government releasing that person, then the only hope would be, how can I escape, how can I break out? And that knowledge will be studied with a zeal that has few parallels. So similarly, when we look at life from the perspective of, we look at the world from the perspective of our inescapable mortality, when we understand that no matter what happens, we are all going to die and die soon. is like a prison limits our scope of movement physically. So our mortality limits the scope of movement chronologically. Our mortality is thus like a prison that keeps us within certain chronological fetters, shackles, limits. Now, once we understand the limitation caused by our chronology, then by our mortality, then recognize that the most important knowledge for us is the knowledge that will enable us to break free from this mortality. It will be the knowledge that will enable us to progress towards immortality. Because ultimately, that is the only thing that matters. Everything else is temporary. Without this, everything without that, whatever we may have, none of it is going to last for us. Therefore, if we focus primarily on this principle that we are meant for serving and we are meant for becoming free from the shackles of mortality, and that requires directing our love towards the eternal object of love, that is Krishna. And to the extent we learn to love Krishna, to that extent we go beyond the shackle of mortality. Then we understand that, okay, that immortal object of love is the most important knowable, important object to know for me. How can I love him? Why should I love him? And what will happen when I love him? All these questions are answered when we direct our inquisitiveness towards Krishna. So, Gyayam Yattat Pravakshami Yajnatva Amritamashnute. That Krishna is telling Arjuna that now I will speak about that knowable. Gyayam. I'll speak about that object to be known, by knowing which Yajnatva Amritamashnute. We will attain immortality. Nectar. Amrita can refer to a substance and it can also refer to a state. Amrita as a substance refers to the liquid that is drunk by the gods in the hope of prolonging their lifespan, in the hope of attaining immortality. And Amrita or Amritatva, that can also refer to immortality. So it is the substance that is said to grant immortality and the state of immortality. So Yajnatva Amritam Ashnute, whereas the celestial nectar actually doesn't grant immortality. Celestial nectar actually grants only a elongated life. But the nectar of spiritual knowledge, culminating in the perfection of all knowledge, that is Krishna, that will grant immortality. So that Krishna is the culmination of all knowledge is stated by Krishna earlier in 7.19 in the Gita. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. So after many lifetimes, when a person becomes knowledgeable, they understand that Asadeva Sarvamiti, he is the be-all and end-all. He is the purpose and perfection of all knowledge. He is the embodiment and fulfillment of all our heart's aspirations for love and joy. And Krishna said earlier in 4.9 that Janma Karma Cha Me Divyam Evam Yoviti Tattvata Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mam Iti So Arjuna. That by knowing him, one can attain immortality. So it's the same point that we will not come back to this world, but will attain his eternal abode. And here also it is said that Vidyatva Amritamashnute, will attain immortality. And then this is Anadi Matparam Brahma Nasattanna Saduchyate. This is a this is complex, and we will unravel and we will decompress or decode its meaning later as we move on in this section. But here, suffice it to say that the point being made is that anadi, that object of knowledge, is beginningless, matparam. It is manifesting from me. I am the highest reality. I am the highest reality. That is a part of me. It's sustained by me. That's I am its shelter. I am the ultimate reality. Brahma, that is Brahma. Nasatanna saduchyate. That sadasad refers to the causal chain. It can refer to temporary eternal. It can also refer to material cause and effect, where something that is something exists is manifest for sometimes. Sometimes doesn't manifest at sometimes. Something doesn't manifest at sometimes. So that object of knowledge, which will give us eternal existence, that exists beyond the duality, beyond the causal chain of this world, beyond the dualities of this world. And Krishna will describe this Gaya, which will grant immortality.